Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The all-local on KNX News 97.1 FM.
This is KNX News 97.1 FM.
The people you know.
The voices you trust.
Yeah, I'm Mike Simpson.
And I'm Karen Adams. A software company that had access to the personal information of L.A. County election workers is being accused of illegally storing it on servers in China. Let's get the latest now live from our Craig Figner. He's in downtown L.A. Craig.
Karen, these are some very serious charges. This company is based in Michigan. It's known. Its name is Canic. And since the year 2020, it has had a contract to handle scheduling and payroll information for Los Angeles County election workers. That company, Canic, having that contract to do the work as a vendor. Now, U.S. law requires that the information be stored on servers that are based in the United States. However, District Attorney George Gascon says that potentially hundreds of workers' info was actually being stored on servers in China.
Poll worker, personal information, social securities, names, that by contract is required to be secure. By storing this information outside the U.S., there is a presumption that that is no longer secure information.
Gascon says that that is the only crime that is currently under investigation, the fact that the information wasn't secure on servers in the United States. And the Mike and Karen, the guy who owns this company, the CEO, his name is Eugene Yu. And we understand he is currently under arrest in Meridian, Michigan. And that is where this kind of boutique-ish software company that caters to municipalities, that's where the company's based.
Craig, thank you. The LA City Council ends the COVID pandemic eviction moratoriums for people in LA. This happens at the end of January.
The council voted to approve a package of recommendations to transition out of emergency eviction protections after emotional comments from both tenants and landlords.
A lot of us have children, we have grandparents, we have pets, and there are a lot of homeless on the streets right now, and we need the protection because the owners just want to evict us with the excuse for COVID, so that way they can go and raise the rent.
This was a temporary measure based on the pandemic. This has negatively impacted housing providers throughout the city, and it has hit the smaller property owners the hardest.
Council members voted on initiating some tenant protection rules, like relocation assistance for no-fault evictions. Landlords will also be able to increase rent on rent-controlled apartments in 2024. Reporting from LA City Hall, Natalie Tavidian, KNX News 97.1 FM.
Results of a four-month investigation into the death of LAPD officer Houston Tipping during a training exercise were released to the LA Police Commission today, along with recommendations for changes in how those classes are taught.
The report from the Office of Constitutional Policing and Policy concluded Houston Tipping's death was accidental. The injuries happening when Tipping was acting as the role of an aggressor against another officer. And in a grappling situation, both men who were intertwined fell to the mats, with Tipping breaking his neck as a result of how he hit the ground. It was a man-on-man scenario, no other officers involved. Director Elizabeth Rhodes says the way he was selected as an adjunct instructor to train the officers, though, should be modified.
In this case, Officer Tipping was chosen by the two full-time instructors, but we would like to see a more formalization of that, so it's clear who becomes the adjunct instructor slash role player.
The report also suggested safety briefings should be given to every member of the training class and the instructors so that all are familiar with what should happen during training while maximizing the prevention of injuries while it's going on. Pete Demetrio, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
Linwood man who spent a year in jail for molesting a six-year-old neighbor has now been ordered to pay almost $29 million to her and her parents for the emotional distress. Jurors came back with that verdict after deliberating for less than an hour in the lawsuit against Luther Johns. After serving a sentence for the molestation of the girl in 2018, he'd actually moved back next door to the family. Parents said despite a restraining order, he then engaged in other disturbing, inappropriate behavior toward them and the daughter, which caused them even more distress.
Jurors are listening to closing arguments in the sex abuse trial of former UCLA gynecologist Dr. James Heaps.
After going over each of the seven alleged victims' accounts of their experiences with Heaps and how they pertain to the charges against him, Deputy District Attorney Danette Myers told the jury,
"Not everybody who comes into this courthouse and who's charged with a crime is a gang member. Not everybody who comes into this courthouse and who's charged with a crime is poor, is a minority, is down on their luck. Good people commit crime. Lawyers commit crimes. Priests commit crimes. Nurses commit crimes. Presidents commit crimes. And doctors commit crimes.
She also reminded jurors of their promise that they would deliberate with an open mind, and if the people proved their case beyond a reasonable doubt, they would convict. Myers asserted that they have proven their case beyond a reasonable doubt. Heaps has pleaded not guilty to 21 felony counts. In downtown L.A., Margaret Carrero, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, "Hey, Alexa, play KNX News." You can listen on the Odyssey app, available on Android, Apple, or wherever you download your apps, and on our website at knxnews.com.
Oh, oh. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.